This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them ship for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off ship-to-store orders with code MMA10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 526.
526!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
You know, the world, it's,
I had
something witty to say, but I forgot what it is.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're off for a week. I was ill last week. I needed a mental and physical break from comedy and or MMA.
Yes. So we're back. You took a mental health day.
I did. I thought it was necessary. Whoa. The whole world just shook there. Did you feel it?
It did.
Like, oh my God, he's fucking his iMac up or whatever with their fancy new ones in multicolors. They're going old school like they used to with those other
Reminds
ones.
Reminds me of that chiclet design Mac from the past.
Used to make bank selling those in the back in the day. Fuck yeah, because people would sell those things to me on the dirt cheap because Apple would never let people recertify them or refurbish them, so you'd always get them from these third-party refurbishers, and fuck, man, you make bank. You'd be making 40 points on those.
40 Ooh. Points?
Yeah.
That's pretty serious money.
It is. In computers, it's unheard of.
Yeah, 4 points is good in computers.
Yeah, and I ran the laptop category at 10 points, bitches. And a lot of people are like, what the fuck's that guy talking about? Like, I don't know. I just do works.
Yeah.
So some fights over the weekend. I want to start with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships.
Okay.
So I just subscribed to their app, which was a little confusing to get on because I tried to do it on the desktop through the website and it wouldn't. It's like, your money is no good here, sir. We will not take it. So you had to download the app on the iPhone, and then I actually got it on Google Play so I could see it on my Chromebook. It was only $59.99, and that gives me access to every single fucking fight these guys offer. So I got to see Thiago Alves versus Yuli Diaz in just a war where these guys just basically stood in front of each other. And it's, again, it's 5 2-minute rounds. And I always thought it was weird because here you have Alves, right, who his best weapon is his leg kick, and he can't fucking use it. So these guys just basically phone booth fought, and Alves got dropped in the second round. And then in the third round, he came back and dropped Diaz 3 times, and Diaz barely makes it out of the round. And then the doctors come in and they're like, oh, stop the fight. Like, this fucking thing's over. So Alves becomes the first Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship middleweight champion. So that was pretty cool. I like seeing him fight again because it's, and he looks
swole, the pitbull.
He's back on. A lot of people are on some shit, which is great. And then the other fight I want to mention, I didn't know Joe Riggs was still alive, but it was Hector Lombard versus Joe Riggs, and wow, Hector Lombard looks like a pack of wieners, like of ballpark Franks, if you will, like just swole. So imagine Riggs, who's fought at what, 170 and all the way up to heavyweight, and I believe this one was at 205, which they call cruiserweight and bare knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
So Lombard had the size advantage, and you know, it's kind of back and forth, but I would say it was kind of leaning towards Lombard. And then Riggs was having some success in the fourth round. Lombard starts grabbing and pulling on the shorts, so the ref is trying to break them. And then Lombard lands a punch to Riggs in the eye. Riggs thinks he gets eye poked and goes down. They pause all the action, and it was really like an illegal blow at that point. But then they Riggs is like, I can't fucking see. I'm not continuing. So then Lombard gets a TKO win, which is weird. I didn't think you can win off an illegal blow, but in my book, it should have been a no contest. And Lombard becomes the cruiserweight champ. And then what happens? Like a little chaos?
Well, Lorenzo Hunt, another bare knuckle fighting championship fighter, comes into the ring right after. Here you can see Hunt on the left and Lombard on the right. And
Riggs is
like, you better back off me. You better back off me.
Yeah.
And Riggs is
breaks up the fight there.
He's like, hey, guys, take it easy. Take it easy. But I think that was not expected. I think there was no script there. And
no,
didn't know that was going to happen.
No, because he didn't even get to get interviewed. Like, they're just the announcer's just coming up to be like, hey, Hector. And then he's like, oh, Jesus. And all that. And that those strikes came so fast and furious. There was no question from Lombard. He's like, fuck this. I ain't fucking around. So good on him. I like me a little weird shit. And this, you know, that little thing that happened was probably the best thing that could happen for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. You know, it's some heat, right? Yeah. If that shit's making the rounds. I believe it was one of the top things on Reddit. So that made its rounds. And that's what they need. They need free pub. Because then you have July 23rd is the Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostovich.
Okay.
And I feel like if I say one of their names, I need to at least show a picture because it's like the Candyman.
Hey, here we go.
Like, hey, what's happening?
Showed that one in a long time ago, I think, similar. And I liked it then, and I like it now.
Yes.
That is nice.
So we'll see. It's a battle of the bods for that fight. I'm not sure who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then just quickly, I know we didn't see or talk about any UFCs, but Matt Brown got a devastating KO win where he basically face planted some dude. And then afterwards, quote, how's that for 40, bitch?
Yeah.
Says that out to everyone. And then says he'd love to rematch Damian Maia, Donald Cerrone, or Robbie Lawler. So that's weird. Like, where the fuck is Robbie Lawler at?
I could see Cerrone.
Yeah.
Lawler, I don't know.
And Maia's
retired, yeah.
Out. Well, not retired, but not resigned. The UFC just let him walk, but... And then one other guy in the UFC, I don't know if you heard this story, Justin James, he bet his purse on himself to win $25,000, and he went to lose by split decision.
Oh, no.
So is that a smart investment to bet on yourself?
Nah, I would say that's a bad move.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're even allowed to do that.
I know. It seems weird. He said he has no regrets. R.A.
No regrets.
Yeah. I was just going to say, buy cryptocurrency, man. Put that 25 into crypto. It always goes up after it goes down. You'll never lose. And I'm no investment manager. I'm just a goon on the internet.
Yeah. Did you see Anthony Pettis lost again too?
Yeah. PFL. He's
0-2 now. Yep. And
yeah, he was actually, I think he was up two rounds.
He was up two rounds to none. And then the guy he was fighting, Manfio, landed like a knee that dropped Pettis. And somehow he survived the whole thing, but somehow they gave I had a 2-0 going into the third. So
yeah.
Maybe it was a 10-8 round. I don't know, but.
I don't know these things. I don't know scoring. PFL seems like they get some really weird shit happening. And the same thing, you had Gleison Tibau, who looked jacked out of his mind, beat Rory McDonald by split decision. It was the same scenario. Like, I had it. I thought it was a 2-1 for McDonald, but apparently judges saw it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least two, not three. So kind of weird. What else is happening out there?
Well, I have something I would like to share with you. These Sage Northcutt before and after photos looking a little bit suspicious. Matt, there he is in 2019 roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And if I scroll down a hair, now he is here in June of 2021. So this is after This is before. Do you see anything different?
No, he just trains hard, man. He's got some sweet gains.
Right? He's gigantic. My guess is that boy is ending up somewhere in the bodybuilding scene or something. Because he's.
Well, I believe that's what his dad did. And I thought his dad got busted for like a bunch of dealing steroids and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I don't remember all that. But it's the same thing like, anymore with that.
Misha Tate, the pictures of her. Floating around.
You have those? Like, if not, I have. I can.
Well, it's the split of both of them.
Oh, you got the split. Nice.
Like, and she was talking about how she's in some of the best shape of her life and showing her training. I was like, oh my god.
Even she had a baby too, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. So
right there,
like, holy crap! And I believe she comes back. I want to say it's in July is when she's having her UFC fight, and I forgot against who, if it's even announced, but. Yeah, it should be interesting to see. I like both of these people. This story just came in, Ingo. The UFC just announced Derek Lewis versus Cyril Gane for the interim heavyweight title. This is from Brett Okamoto.
Okay. At
UFC 265 on August 7th. They said Ngannou unavailable to defend his title in June or August. And this is all coming as a shock to Ngannou's agent. So, little weird, no, that we were supposed to get Jones versus Ngannou. Now Ngannou can't fight. I don't know if he's injured. I don't know what the story is, but now you're going to make an interim belt when the champ isn't injured. I don't get it.
Don't know. I think some fuckery going on there, Matt.
Yeah, I think the rumor is some contract bullshit. You're trying to force him into taking a fight at a low pay, and I think he was the one that was coming out saying, wow, look at all these YouTubers fighting all these UFCers or former UFCers and getting paid, like, mm-hmm. Why can't I get paid? So I wonder if this is a little of the Dana White retribution, where he just is like, hey, fuck you, you're gonna fight at this amount and there's no renegotiation. You heard me. And
negotiation, negotiating.
Well, I can't be negotiating on my time. I'll negotiate on your times. Don't mind as I pour myself another beverage and stir it. Stirred, not shaken. So we'll see what comes of that. It's kind of interesting. And I was talking to you about this Joe Schilling. I got to pull this up. So apparently Joe Schilling was out. I can't play the audio because I think there's some music playing in the background. So we'll watch this video and you gotta, it says Joe Schilling in a bar. I need to know, is this self-defense or not? So let's just share this. And here we go.
That's him in the suit and tie?
Oh, hang on. It got real loud for me. So there's some guy just hanging out, being goofy. Here comes Joe getting ready to walk by, bumps him. He's like, excuse me. Guy says something. And Joe just fucking KOs him and walks off.
Okay, looks pretty drunk and harmless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got to go to the slow-mo here because I see a arm move here. Right, see right there? And Joe's reflexes, that looked like a threat to me, Ingo.
He got in his face. Jesus, yep. Christ. The guy didn't know, you know, who he was messing with.
And he thinks he's Jesus Christ now. So is that self-defense or not? That's the question I ask. I love how your measured response there with your sigh, but go ahead.
I want to say yes, but it looked like no. It did. That would be so. My answer to that question would be that response is like if a little 5-year old came up and spit on your shoe and you drop kicked them into the face. And that's basically that was the response. I think that's probably not okay. So.
Well, the other curious thing is, why is there someone with perfect video of this? Like, it almost seems premeditated, right? Like, hey, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this guy, but let me bump him and get him to start some shit. And then I'll just knock him out. And then we'll have video evidence that I felt threatened. I had to defend myself.
Well, Joe looked like he was coming from the pisser.
Yeah, I think that was the scenario.
And he's like, hey, but maybe they were taping that guy because he was being funny. So, I don't know.
I don't know. To me, it looks like 100% self-defense. I mean, you don't know what was in that guy's pockets. He looks like he was reaching. Mm-hmm. It was coming right for me, man. I didn't take him out. I can't be shot.
Yeah.
So we'll just say inconclusive.
How's inconclusive, that? Yes.
Okay, fair enough. What else is happening?
Remember when there was that craze about people kicking the tops of bottle caps off all the time?
Yep.
Well, check this out. I don't know how old this kid is, but get this man a contract. Whoa. Get this man a contract.
Look at him turn those hips over. Wah.
Well, that was like some Jean-Claude Van Damme right there.
Wah. Well, they probably starved this kid for 3 weeks and said, the only way you get to drink this is if the cap comes off when you kick it.
Hmm. And inside is sugar water.
That's right. And you
cocaine.
Can
all...
Yeah, they laced it with coke and crack rocks. Sprinkle it on them.
Sprinkle some crack rocks.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
That's right. I'll never know what hit them. So I was watching The Real Sports on HBO. They had an interesting story, and they're so biased when they cover some of this. So remember in MMA back in the day when Johnny Hendricks was part of Team Takedown, and I forget what the group was, if it was just a Team Takedown group, but there was a group that was fronting him a bunch of money, like basically a salary that he could live on.
Yeah.
And then they were taking an egregious amount of 50% of whatever he made in MMA. And at the time he was happy until he became champion, and then he was super unhappy and fought to get out of it. So apparently in baseball now, there's a company that's investing in players. So they're taking anywhere from 10 to 15% of anybody that they've invested in, and they will give the person like hundreds of thousands of dollars to take 10 to 15% of their entire Major League Baseball earnings over the lifetime of it.
Wow.
So, and the guy who started this company, he was a minor leaguer, and he was saying, and he also made it to majors, had some success, got injured, but he was saying that they're only making about $5,500 a year in the minor leagues. So you're sleeping like six guys to an apartment, and you're eating shitty food. You're not getting the best quality of training. So his argument was basically, you're going to have better food, better training, your own apartment. So you're going to have a better chance to make it to the pros if we invest a ton of money in you. And obviously they're not going to win on all their bets, but they have like all these mathematicians, algorithms, whatever. But he was saying they have something like 300 players right now that they're investing in, and they've already had 60 guys make it to the pros, which is crazy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But it seemed like HBO was so against this. And my question is, like, why? Because, like, I get the argument of you're making the investment, you're taking the chance, you're making the bet. And I understand that these guys are struggling and maybe they're always not making the right decisions. But you tell me, is it a good thing or a bad thing, and why?
It sounds good in theory, but it reminds me a little bit of like the old way the record industry used to be, where they raped artists. But I don't know if this is considered raping them, because you think an agent probably takes about that much too, right? Yeah, it's not like it's 30, 40, even 50% would be obscene.
Yeah, I'd say if you're at like anything over 20, there's a problem. But if you're in that like 10 to 15, like, probably not the worst deal.
Seems fair.
Right. To give you as much of an advantage as you can to get to the majors, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it seems okay to me. I don't think it's that. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because it didn't work in MMA, because it's probably, how many champions do you actually get when you think about what's the average salary for a MMA fighter versus what's the average salary for a pro baseball player, right? I think pro baseball is at least half a million, if not more by now. And yeah. MMA, I don't even know what the average is. It's maybe 100,000, maybe over 100. So yeah. It's weird.
I bet you it's lower than that.
It might be. And, you know, career-ending injury, there's no guaranteed money in MMA. There's guaranteed money in pretty much all the other sports where mm-hmm. you sign your contract, and if you get fucked up, you're still getting a good portion of it. So
yeah.
It was interesting to see their bias because they were so against it. And I thought you're supposed to be independent as like a news agency. They're trying to shit all over it, but they're not mentioning, well, what about your sports agent taking your 10% and how hard does that fucker work? And then he makes all your money. You know, it's the same scenario, but yeah. These guys are actually giving you the money where nobody else is giving you the money. So mm-hmm. I'm for that, regardless of what they say. So what else is happening?
I don't have any MMA news left, but I want to show you something real quick. It's slightly off topic, but not that crazy. So I watched this video the other day. I don't know if you saw this. Pro surfer Billy Kemper and his son surfing together, right? The kid's wearing a life vest, by the way, okay? And they're doing all, you know, they're riding. Obviously, this guy's professional and knows what he's doing and is amazing at surfing. So the I question, as a dad, like, do you think this is good parenting, bad parenting?
Well, it depends how skilled am I. And I want to say this looks like a controlled wave that they're on.
It is. It's one of those.
Where a train drives by and then it makes the wave. So you know exactly what you're getting into. So from that standpoint, this is about as controlled of a circumstance that he could be in. And if he's an expert in the sport, I'm kind of okay with that. Would I personally ever do that? Never. I don't give a fuck how good I am at anything. I'm never gonna risk my child's life on that, but I'm not gonna tell someone else to not do that. Like, hey, if you want to take that chance and lose your kid, that's on you, and you can live with that shit. I'm not doing that.
Okay. We are in agreement, sir. I think it's cool, and I'm sure that kid will be a surfer one day, but
that's a pretty aggressive wave to be riding with a kid. Maybe a 1 footer. That was at least what, a 6 to 8 foot wave?
Yeah, it's pretty up this high.
When you eat shit, that's going to fucking hurt.
Doesn't feel good.
Bad. But maybe they have a soft sand landing there.
Is that how they do it? They drive a train by?
I think that's how it is. There's some kind of huge thing that goes by. I thought it was a train and some of the parks that I've seen, like the behind the scenes thing. And then that just kind of creates that systematic wave where it's very consistent every fucking time, regardless of what else is going on. Because it's basically like their own little reservoir lake that they have. And then it just, and then it reloads and then like, that would be fun as fuck to ride a consistent wave versus whenever you're out in the wild, like, good luck. You try to catch something. And luckily I've been lucky and not got fucked up surfing and bodyboarding, but
yeah,
I prefer the bodyboarding because you're not gonna go from elevated to fucking down. You're just facing, and your odds are a lot better.
Yep.
So some fights that got announced, I just saw. Here's an interesting one: Oscar De La Hoya versus Vitor Belfort
in boxing.
For a boxing match, September 18th on Triller. They said it's an exhibition bout. De La Hoya will weigh 175 pounds and Belfort 190. 10-ounce gloves, 8 2-minute rounds. Who do you think is going to win that?
Oscar De La Hoya.
Ooh, interesting choice.
Why? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to take Belfort.
Really?
And I'll tell you why, and I'll back this up. So Anderson Silva, over these past 2 weeks that we didn't talk about, he just boxed the brakes off of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in an 8-round boxing match and clearly won a decision, not even close. So I think if you take skilled MMA boxers, which Anderson obviously was, and Vitor Belfort probably more so than Anderson Silva, because I think De La Hoya, I don't know how long he's been out of boxing, and I don't give a fuck how skilled he is. I still think Belfort's got the speed and that size difference. De La Hoya is going to be a fat 175 because I don't believe he was fighting anywhere near that back in the day. He might have been 140, 145.
Okay, fair enough.
So Belfort 190 probably weighs 200, 210. I mean, we saw that with there was some other fight recently with the big mismatch. One of the Paul brothers versus Mayweather where the size was a big problem. Size is a difference at some point, and you add size and speed. Mm-hmm. I think Belfort's going to fuck his world up because De La Hoya has also been coked up and alcoholed up. So it's not like he's been consistently training over these past few years. And even when he's been doing commentary of late, he's been hammered out of his mind.
That's going to help, Matt. That's only going to help.
Well, Belfort. Belfort's been training his whole life for this kind of shit, but it's interesting. And speaking of all that, too, now you have Rashad Evans, who said he's coming out of retirement, and he's eyeballing fights with, like, a Logan Paul and a Roy Jones. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Everyone wants a piece of that. It seems like easy money. I think that's what the draw is here, right?
Of course. Money, you got to make your monies.
And it's big money. We're talking $500,000, probably, at least, for 8 2-minute rounds or whatever the scenario happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to take a drink before I keep going here.
Okay. Take your drink. Are you drinking water there? Is that
of course. Great always. Water. Any clear liquid is just water.
Okay.
Did you see Fedor is coming back?
I saw some picture of him hanging around looking like he's in decent shape.
Yeah, they said Bellator, Moscow, Russia, October 23rd versus to be determined. The question is going to be, really, who's deserving of that to be determined status?
Oh, man, I have no idea. Is it a wide open, whoever can?
Yeah, I think Bellator doesn't care. I mean, they probably prefer to fight someone under their contract, but I think Anderson Silva said he'd be open to that, which is weird. I don't know if I want that. And then, who else was out there talking?
What about a true heavyweight fight? No weight limit.
Fine.
And fight that Pudzianowski guy.
Yeah. Or who's that?
The other guy. The
Mountain.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That takes me back to Pride days, baby. Let's see what happens.
Do some fun shit. Like, why do we have to stay within the rules, especially when you're fighting in Russia? You can do whatever you want.
That's right. Like two chicks at the same time.
Yeah. That's what I'd do if I had $1 million. Let's see. I got like 1 million tweets of the week. We'll go fast and furious. So, you know my pregame ritual for our mm-hmm. show, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you want to learn where I learn it from? This is where it comes from, Ingo.
Even the coach is doing it?
Yep.
Oh, he's got a new way to shoot it.
Yeah, did you see that?
That's a pro way. You ever see somebody like who eat like freaking Italians, some of them who are from eat the olives, like they put the seed in their mouth and they spit it into their hand just like that, and then they throw it away. So it's not like gross, you know. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
This guy's like a pro. Instead of like doing this, like he's just like,
yeah. Dude, those hockey players be onto something. I don't know what.
Somewhere along the way, they're gonna figure out that shit's bad for you.
What? They're on to something, Ingo.
I can't handle it. I don't know how you handle the smell.
I don't know either. Boss Logic. It's true. I do lots of cocaine. Or not. Boss Logic. Making a comeback. Fight of the year candidate.
Perfect.
Hezbollah versus Henry Cejudo.
At like mini weight. Dana White.
Yeah.
He's looking
Dana White.
By the way.
I know. How about... This one's a little sketchy. I don't know. I feel like I need some volume. So we'll do a little volume. Here is Hezbollah fighting a monkey.
What the?
This is Russia. You can do whatever you fucking want. Ah!
Fight the monkey.
Fucking monkey's biting him.
Oh my God.
The fuck, man. Fuck that monkey.
They're like totally exploiting this little guy.
Well, I was going to say, is this animal abuse or little guy abuse?
I think it's both.
Both. What the fuck is going on in Russia? I don't know, but I love it. I love it. Those crazy guys. There you go. Moving right along. Korean zombie in four, Ingo!
Okay.
That guy is everywhere, by the way.
Yeah.
He's making a comeback. And apparently someone is selling the doll for that. So as a figure maker, Hands of Doom has a real winner on the Sons in Four figurine at 5,200 with a little more than 2 days left. Sons in Four!
That's crazy.
He's got the Kung Fu action grip. That's what it's all about.
Somebody 3D printed that shit or something?
I don't know. I think so. There was some guy who used to make those for MMA, but it was always those fake ones where you'd have like the Herb Dean.
And yes.
I forgot who did that back in the day. Here's a little Edgar Allan Poe. I just came so hard, my insurance rate went up. Like, what?
Okay. Don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know, but it's great. That means you went hard in the paint. And then we'll close it out with a little Gary Tonin. He's a big fan of the Olympics. He's like, if I die of corona, please spread my ashes in the sand pit during women's long jump.
I love it.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess there's a lot of, this looks like beach volleyball. Are you sure this isn't beach volleyball?
Nope.
I don't know. And then Knowledge. You got any Knowledge for the week?
I'm thinking. I wish I did. I didn't do anything this last week exciting except to work.
I hear you. Busy weeks.
Yep.
I've been playing that Chivalry 2 game.
Oh yeah.
And someone posted online and showed that they killed two people in a row with a loaf of bread. Because the guy picked up a loaf of bread and hucked it at someone in the head and killed them, and then he picked up another one and long shot at it. Well, the other day I like lopped somebody's arm off and I picked up his arm and then I beat someone with the arm. Like, that was fucking sweet.
You're such a child. I love it.
I know. Well, I actually, it sucks because it seems like you're playing mostly PC people that are playing on the computer, not politically correct fuckers. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm at a disadvantage anytime I'm in playing like a melee class. So I'm actually playing the archer class, which I would never be. So I just use a crossbow and pick motherfuckers off from across the map. Yes. Because then they run up on you and it's 9 times out of 10, you're going to get killed because you can't swap weapons fast enough and can't compete because they can also throw their weapon at you.
Okay. And
sometimes they're dual wielding. So some of those guys can fucking throw a big weapon and one shot kill you. I'm like, a melee should not be able to one shot throw his weapon and kill me, but whatever. I'm just saying. I get very animated.
Are you saying the game is slightly unbalanced?
Yeah. But if you want to talk about weird games, have you seen this one? This is the newest one to come out. Lawn Mowing Simulator.
Is this real?
This is no bullshit. What is Lawn Mowing Simulator? Hey, this will allow you to enjoy the challenge and serenity of mowing the great British countryside in a variety of modes while ensuring cash flow of your empire remains as green as the blades you're cutting. Like, I don't get it. The trailer video doesn't show jack shit, but like, I guess you get on your mower.
Licensed mowers, too. Yeah,
fucking A, man. You can enjoy the great outdoors. You can create an evergreen business. Choose your game type. Oh, career mode. Oh, free roam mode. You just fucking jerking off on people's lawns.
I bet you'll be playing this game by Christmas.
I don't understand this. I'm so confused. Like, what? Why don't you just get your fucking ass out there and start your own lawn mowing business instead of playing a fucking video game? It's like,
that's hard, Matt. You'd have to get up off the couch.
I get it, but what am I gonna play, like paint the room simulator and just paint it and fucking watch the paint dry? I don't.
Probably.
Because isn't there like a farm simulator?
There is. I play that a little bit. My son was playing that for a while. That one's actually kind of interesting.
That's different. This is cutting your lawn, which is, I mean, it's meditating in its own sense, but it can be some of the most mundane, boring shit.
It's ever mental invented. Masturbation, Matt, is what it is.
It's, yeah, especially when you're not in the mood and it's got to get done. You're like, yes. Motherfucker, I got to go out there today. So I think I want to play a video game.
I know. This with you. There's only one way to mow the lawn.
I can't always do that, but I actually bought those, so I can. I'm going to try it.
Yes. Shirtless, sunglasses, headphones.
Oh, fuck yeah. I should, yeah. I want to wear like some Daisy Dukes.
Turn on and gotta have the boots with the high boots with the socks going above, and then just
wear some construction nice tight shorts. Yeah, that's it. My construction boots. I think I threw all those away, but I got those steel-toed ones like from back in the day. This shit was hot, man. I'm gonna be fire out there, fucking breaking necks and legs. I'm gonna Joe Schilling, my neighbor.
Right.
Like, what the fuck's going on? I don't know. I'm just trying to do accounting. I'm gonna knock you out, bitch. I think that's all I got. I think I'm gonna go download this game now. I'm gonna get all high and fucking cut some lawns. I'm gonna cut the whole neighborhood's lawn. I'm gonna fucking do some castles.
You'll be on the news tomorrow. Man starts mowing neighbor's lawns at midnight.
Hey, I once took my snowblower and snowblowed the entire block around my neighborhood so that I could walk my dog in no snow.
Nice.
That's how fucked up I am. Like literally all the way to the end of the street, took a left turn, went to the next street, took a left turn, went to the next street, took a left turn. Like I made a huge, I don't know how long that radius was, but I went all the way around and fucking did that. I'm fucking mental.
I love it.
And on that note, I'm out. Okay. Bitches.
Happy 4th of July to everybody. There's no show next week. And we'll be back on the 12th, right?
Yeah. Don't lose an eye.
Don't blow your fingers off.
When you light something, don't blow on it to make the wick go faster.
No, it's bad.
And go now throw it so it blows up in the air. Don't be a hero is what we're trying to say.
Keep all your fingers and that's definitely don't put it down your buddy's pants. Not
no,
a good
in his ass, maybe not. In,
yes.
Face down ass up.
All right,
shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.